This is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page.
Sitting in the morning sun, I'll be sitting when the evening comes.
He remembers sitting in the morning sun, watching the ships roll in, and then watching them roll away again.
And I watch them roll away again, yeah.
All he ever wanted was a little respect. He had to fight for it most of his life. He wrote a song about it, and he was thinking about it before he died.
Sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.
He was born on September 9th, 1941. He started earning money for his family while he was in high school performing gospel songs. At age 15, he abandoned school to help his family financially after his father contracted tuberculosis and was often hospitalized, leaving his mother as the family's primary financial provider. During this time, he also worked as a well digger and as a gas station attendant. He would meet the love of his life, Zelma, when he was 18, and they got married in 1961. By the mid-60s, they had three children, and he was working hard not only as a performer, but also as a songwriter, recording artist, businessman, and music publisher.
I can do what 10 people tell me to do, so I guess I'll remain the same.
Aretha Franklin may be remembered for the song Respect, but it was Otis Redding who wrote it and first recorded it. According to his wife and close associates, Redding originally wrote the song as a black man working in a white man's world in the turbulent 60s, working hard, trying to get a little respect, and receiving very little of it, but knowing that the respect he seeks is waiting for him at home in a family that loves him, knows how hard he is working to support his family, and appreciates what he goes through. Zelma Redding says fighting for respect was a driving force in Otis's life. Respect for color, respect for business, respect for family. When his plane went down on that fateful night, December 9th, 1967, he was just being recognized and started receiving the acclaim and respect he strived for. Redding talked to Zelma and his three kids before the flight. He had already decided to fly to Madison. He had three kids to support. He was finally getting good money. He had just finished a song titled Dock of the Bay. And most importantly, he was receiving respect. He also didn't want to let down the fans waiting for him. The plane crashed that night.
I was dancing with my baby.
Zelma, at 24 years old, found herself a widow with three young children to care for. Even in death, Otis Redding did not receive the respect he deserved. There was no investigation of the plane crash. Zelma found herself fighting for the rights to Redding's songs as music execs tried to steal Redding's publishing rights, being one of the few artists at the time who wrote his own songs. Racists stole the family's mail and sent hateful letters to her home. People told her that she couldn't take care of herself because she was a black woman.
I remember, yeah, that night.
Sitting at the Dock of the Bay was released and became a major hit, and Otis Redding finally started receiving the respect he deserved. That year, one columnist said, Otis Redding sold more records than Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin combined. Zelma still remembers why he wrote Respect. She remembers each song, something only a loving wife would know, what each song meant to him, to her, to them. She never remarried, saying that her heart still belongs to Big O, as she tenderly calls him. One of her favorite songs, she said, is Happy Song, which he wrote at home after returning from a concert tour. She hums the lyrics. On a cold, rainy, windy night, she'd shut all the doors. She cuts off the light. She holds me and squeezes me tight. She tells me, big O, everything's gonna be all right.
On a cold, rainy, windy night, she shut all my doors. She cut off the light.
That's the love and respect Otis Redding knew would always be waiting for him at home. Selma and her children now work on the Big O Youth Education Dream Foundation, a philanthropic project Otis Redding started. Otis Redding always believed music could be a universal force, bringing together different races and cultures. His foundation gives black youth and disadvantaged children the self-esteem they need and helps them receive the respect early in life. Respect. It's something Aretha Franklin made famous, but it is also something we all need in life.
When I go to work, you know I'm able.
This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page, produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace Page on the internet, and the address is John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L, peacepage.com. You can also find him on Facebook. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my technical assistant today, Jackson Leon. This was an entry from September 14th, 2019. Thank you for listening.